This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
About it being 7 after the hour. Monday is the 18th, and that's what today is. How about them apples? Weekend over, kaputsky, finito. But it was a good weekend for lots of people. I hope it was a good one for you. Preparing for Thanksgiving, the Black Friday things that are going on already. Isn't it crazy?
I decorated for Christmas this weekend.
I know. You told me we had dinner on Friday night, and
I know.
You were saying that you were going to do
And
that.
Guess
you
what I did? I did it.
Yes, you did do it. Yep. Well, it's good to give yourself permission to do things, whatever it is. It's okay, so maybe it's early for Christmas. What do you care? Why would you worry about what somebody else would say any more than you would worry about what somebody else would say to you if you were doodling on a pad in the airport or you were doing anything that was creative? You
and
thought
it's
was
really
creative.
Not too early for Christmas anymore. It's halfway through November. It's, it's time.
Yeah. All right. Well, so have you done your decorations, Kara?
I have not, but I don't really have that much to do. I just need to stick a wreath on my door and stick some lights up in the window, and then that'll take all of a half an hour. So maybe this week.
Victoria's going to put a Frosty the Snowman nose onto the situation, and that'll take care of her.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Decorations there in New Jersey. All right, so everybody's here. Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen, and the conversation continues, as it were, with a focus on the impeachment, I guess, all the Sunday morning interview shows, I don't call them news shows anymore because they're all advocacy shows, seem to have a focus on who said what. Or there was some talk about presidential stuff, the Pete Buttigieg, Buttigieg. I've decided that the perfect ticket.
He's the front runner. We should probably say his name right now.
Buttigieg. But all I know, I don't get how to say it right. So
you
I'll
just
say
did
it the way.
That was perfect.
I did it?
Yeah.
Was it? Okay, all right. I would like to see Bloomberg. I'd like to see the B&B team. All right? Bloomberg and Buttigieg run. I think that would be a good team. What about it? You think anybody else thinks, as far as the Democrats are concerned, does that make it?
I wouldn't disagree with that. I think that a lot of people would probably say that that was too
white.
I don't know.
I'll say it, yes.
White.
Too white?
Too white.
I wasn't even thinking white, but yeah, but you're right. That would probably be too white yeah.
Is there, would we consider, if we're talking about minorities, having the presidential candidate Jewish, is that, and the vice president is gay? That's kind of alternative-ish, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah. So why does it have to be about skin color? Or does it have to be?
I don't think that it does. I actually am one of those old-fashioned people that think just the best person for the job is a good idea.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But a lot of people are into checking boxes now, and that's where we go.
Okay, well, we can be not among them, or I can be not among them. You guys can make up your own minds. So, all right, so that takes care of the business, the focus, if you will, on what is going on presidentially. What about the presidential politics side of it? What about the president and the impeachment? What is there? Was there any Saturday Night Live skit? I would have been surprised if there wasn't, but I didn't watch it.
I really haven't watched Saturday Night Live in a long time, actually.
Yeah,
so
I think
not...
they did it as the cold open, but I didn't. I was focused on other things on SNL, so I didn't watch the cold open.
Harry Styles on?
Yes.
Harry Styles. I only saw just one skit that he did where A.D. Bryant's chihuahua turns into Harry Styles. My brother sent it to me. He said, this is obviously your dream skit, which it was.
It was very
it was amazing.
Funny. Yeah.
Cute. Yeah. All right, so what's going on with the impeachment today? pretty much everybody knows what went on last week and all of the conjecture and stuff.
Well, this week is going to be last week times 10. So today there are no impeachment hearings. So today we'll get a little bit of a reprieve, if that's possible. But week number two, we'll have 3 days of testimony. 8 officials will testify. The one with the most interest, I suppose, is Trump's European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland. You heard a lot about him, actually, if you watched any of the impeachment hearings last week. He has amended his testimony one time. He is the one that Democrats and Republicans both believe can help their case the most. There's a lot of pressure on this guy's shoulders. He can help both Democrats and Republicans, and he can hurt both Democrats and Republicans. He actually had direct conversations with Trump about Ukraine and about some of the investigations. So he's the one with the most interest. Two others, National Security Council top Ukraine expert, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, has also been mentioned a lot. He'll be there. And former Trump Russia advisor Fiona Hill. I believe Fiona Hill was actually working underneath John Bolton, if I'm not mistaken. They'll offer their details during testimony this week. Vindman will appear on Tuesday. He was actually on the call between Trump and Zelensky. He says Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was responsible for withholding aid to Ukraine, not the president. And Fiona Hill will close out the week on Thursday. So there'll be testimony Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And Fiona Hill will say that she'll speak to the actions of the president directly, according to Democrats who have already deposed these people. Because remember, these are not first-time testimonies. The reason they're being invited is because there's something of interest to Democrats on the panel that they want to get to, because they've already heard their testimony behind closed doors. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it'll be an impeachment palooza this week.
Impeachment palooza. Wow. I like that. Well, I don't like it because I think it's a waste of time. It's interesting. It's a great way to refer to it. All right. Any observations from other members of the team regarding the impeachment? How much time did you spend, if any, over the weekend watching things, reading about things? Is it a fait accompli? Is it just so much hooey? Seems to have gotten a lot of attention, as I said, from various sources. So what do we do with all this info? Nothing, apparently.
It's a good question, but, you know, I thought that I only saw a little bit of the testimony, I think it was Friday, of the former ambassador. I thought it was pretty disgraceful the way she was treated, so that's my only takeaway so far from this. Yeah, 33 years of service, and to be disgraced and attacked by the president, I don't know, I thought that was just really a bad look for him.
And from the other side, I actually heard a lot of feelings and no facts from that ambassador, and I watched the whole
thing.
There
were Republicans,
Gavelin,
who apologized to
gavel out. Well, the only reason they apologized is because Trump sent out a tweet during her testimony. And
which was unnecessary.
Of course, totally unnecessary. I don't disagree with that, but at the same time, I don't think that it amounts to witness intimidation. I don't know. This woman
I'm not even talking about witness intimidation. I'm just talking about, in general, the way to treat someone who had 33 years of service. I don't know. I just thought it was disgraceful.
She has had a long time of service.
We're sinking further and further down a rabbit hole of just no class, no dignity. It's disgusting.
If she's involved with the deep state, if she's involved with this group of people, of course Trump's going to be mad, and he deserves to be mad. I mean, we just don't know at this point, and that's the thing. He knows things, he feels things, she feels things. Everybody's talking about their feelings. We have to get down to what really happened.
Well, but that may be, except that in this circumstance, the person who's sitting in the Oval Office may have feelings, but it ought to be a little more measured. The expression of the feelings ought to be more measured. We're kind of used to it now, used to a whole different level of how what
I guess
out
I'm not. That's probably why I'm still in shock every time this happens, because
I know
there have been every other president has been attacked, and we just don't
like
see
that.
This immature response every single time.
But the guy's got a problem, Victoria.
I know, and I guess I just can't wrap my head around that. I know elected, and he's sitting in the most powerful chair and on the planet.
He's also been attacked, and you have to acknowledge this. He's also been attacked
he created this.
Did he ask to have people working against him in the government?
Answer
if people
things
were doing
the way
this to
do.
You, you'd be going crazy too.
Not
and
in
maybe,
the same way, Jen. He wouldn't. he would not.
I'm just telling you.
Try to move on.
We should, because I guess we just disagree. Look, not every tweet is appropriate, but it's the only way for the president to defend himself against a media that covers him 96% of the time in a negative way.
Yes,
that's
they
disgusting.
Do. And they
that
have
is
since
that. If you want to talk about a disgrace, that's a disgrace. It's a disgrace that people are working behind the scenes to remove a duly elected president.
Well, why doesn't he do some
that's
press
a disgrace.
Conferences then and allow the press to
he
be there?
He does every day.
No, he doesn't. He stops daily
talks
press
to the press
briefings.
He talks. It's not press briefings. He talks to the press at least three times a week. He has
shouting over a helicopter. I don't think is really the best way.
Well,
to
there's some other. There's some. I think both the problem here, or if there is a problem, is that both of you and many of us have very hard and fast feelings, and we feel either to be protective, or we feel to be expressive, and unfortunately, that is part of what. Makes this as difficult as it is because there's nothing really that you can do about it. You can be upset about it, but it doesn't, it's, you're upsetting. It kind of reminds me of the guy who called me on the air and started yelling and screaming at me, telling me how what a jerk I was. And I sat there and I listened to him and I said, how do you feel, sir? I'm angry. I said, I bet if you measured your blood pressure right now, it would be about 300 over 180.
What did you do to make him mad?
Who knows what I did to make him mad? This is, I don't remember what I did to make him mad. What I did say to him was that I wasn't affected at all. You can yell and scream all you want. You're the one who's being affected by this, not me. I suggest to you that Trump isn't much affected at all by what other. This is just his style. It's the way he is. He's the way he always is. And I don't think this hurts him as much as it does the rest of us. And that's kind of too bad in a way in itself. So, at any rate. Other things, Jennifer and I are in California. This kid that shot up the school died in the hospital. The video shows him shooting himself. The business that is very much on everybody's mind here is where did this gun come from or how did he get it? His father was dead. He had a collection of guns. So why was it available to him?
Well, it was in his house. And notice that this story has completely disappeared from the national headlines. And then ask yourself why. Why? Because California has the strictest gun control in the nation, and this kid still was able to perpetrate a gun, a high school shooting. And that's why no one else outside of California is talking about it. It's really, I mean, if we're talking,
I feel like it was all over local news in New Jersey this weekend.
I haven't seen a bit of it on national news, and it makes me really sad because these people didn't die any less tragically than anybody else in any other state, and it's too bad. But unfortunately,
I don't know.
I think sometimes it
well, it's been replaced by the shooting in Fresno last night, so that's terrible. I don't know what's going on with that. And that guy, whoever that gunman is on the loose. They don't even have a suspect or a description. He started shooting into a backyard football watch party. So. 35 to 40 people
at
the house.
This weekend too. Terrible one where a family was taken away. I mean, it's just
my God.
Terrible headline.
Monday morning mayhem. Mm-hmm. That stuff continues.
But in any case, I think a lot of people are wondering what the motivation for this kid is. I think they know where they got the gun. The gun is probably a gun that was at home. But people want to know. Of course, people want to know why he was able to, why he carried some attack out like this on his 16th birthday when no one knew that he was upset. They said that he was on the track team, that he was well adjusted. Obviously, he had a tough life. His dad died after he finally got his act together and cleaned up. But I don't know. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. It's very sad. Right.
Here's something that makes a lot of sense for all of you that are trying to get healthy as you go into the holiday season, Thanksgiving, the Christmas parties. Thanksgiving's only like 2 weeks away, you know that? 2 weeks away till Thanksgiving, actually a week from this Thursday. So if you want to get healthy before or get started on a program that'll keep you healthy, that's not a crash diet, not any drugs or stimulants involved in it, then you need to go to calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, to find out how this all works. Pretty simple, actually. The main ingredient is the protein that's mostly in your body, collagen. That's how it works to make your body push the weight out, because collagen with a little exercise creates muscle and pushes out the fat. And because it is all natural, it's a fabulous way for you to sort of be objectively taking care of. You're on the defensive here, getting rid of the weight before it gets piled on. So if you'd like to go to calitrin.com, there's a 90-day supply there. that's available at the regular price and 90 days free with the promo code DJV. The success stories are just replete there. Free shipping, too, with the DJV code at Calitrin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dog Call Boyfriend. Ariana Grande reaching out to fans to share the latest health struggles that may force her to cancel some more of her shows that are upcoming. She said, quote, still very sick, been sick since that last London show. I don't know how it's possible, but my throat and head are still in so much pain. It's difficult to breathe during the show. I'm seeing a doctor again in the morning. I'm trying to my very best to get better for the show tomorrow. The last thing I'd ever want to do is cancel a show at this point with so few of them left. I'm truly cherishing every moment of this. I just really don't know what's happening with my body. I need to figure it out. So how old is she, Ariana Grande?
I think she's about 25. She's a couple years younger than me. But, you know, friend of the show, Rich McFadden, actually took his daughter to one of her shows on Friday night. So hopefully, I haven't talked to him about it yet, but I had no idea that she was sick, so hopefully they got a good show, because, I mean, luckily he got tickets for like $46 somehow, which is, most of the time they're in the couple hundreds, but, I mean, she normally has a really, really amazing voice, but having to sing at the level that she does every single night while dancing, I imagine that takes a toll on your body.
Everybody's different. We all have different construct to our body. Some of us can take it.
And she's very tiny. She's, what, like 5'1", 5'2", and very thin?
You got to have a little heft sometimes to make all some of the best singers, the most, the longest lasting, have a little heft to them. And this is hard for these people to do. And you're right. They have no backup. There's no strength. There's no extra strength there in terms of backup strength. So anyway, she checked in yesterday saying, update, still can't swallow, lift my head. I woke up feeling 10 times worse. Why don't some of these people that are managers get to these, especially the younger people, but any people? I mean, look at the difference between her and her success and what she's dealing with and somebody like Pink, who are, what's the woman, which one is the one who's on The Voice?
Kelly Clarkson or Gwen Stefani or, yeah.
Well, I don't think Gwen Stefani's that hefty. She's going to look bad, but I just think you got to have, there's so much required. It's very difficult on the body.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone gets sick. Pink, I feel like, has, I've heard multiple stories
she's
of Pink
really
getting,
bad
yeah.
bronchitis and, yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Well, it's grueling. She was on tour for well over a year straight,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And her that's show's tough. No joke. She sings from, yeah. like, the ceiling, hanging upside yep. down, literally.
Right, yeah. Well, it's a totally good thought for Ariana Grande. She's been out there since March. She was supposed to play the last show in Inglewood at the Forum, Jennifer, on the 22nd of December.
Oh,
we'll see how that works. Yep. Next up, Harry Styles in our focus musically here on this portion of the DJV program. Harry's released Watermelon Sugar, latest track from his upcoming sophomore album, Fine Line. He was on SNL this weekend, served as both a host and musical guest. But Kara, you stayed up for that. You don't usually stay up that late, do you?
No, I watched it on YouTube the next day. I was I was actually out that night, so I got home halfway through it and looked like I'm going to bed. But it was really good, everything that I saw. I'm excited because his first album was good, but it was kind of, I don't know, I could hear the influence from other bands. It kind of sounded like a bunch of other stuff. And both of the songs on this album so far feel very original and like he's finally found his sound, so I like that.
Mm-hmm. He started rolling out this thing, the album Fine Line, in early October. The single there was Lights Up, and then he announced the official album title. Release date is December 13th. On the same day he announced that, he says he'll drop the album, so he'll be performing one night only at the Forum. He's also going to be in L.A. to put this out there. So, if you're a fan, good for you, good for him. Now, 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 people shot at a backyard football party in Fresno, California last evening. 4 people dead, several others wounded. Police say they don't have a suspect in custody yet.
We have no suspect information at this time, no vehicle information, but obviously we're working on that right now.
Fresno Police Lieutenant Bill Dooley there saying they don't have much to go on, but they'll canvass the neighborhood, hoping to find any potential surveillance video.
U.S. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says President Trump's recent pardons of two Army officers who'd been accused of war crimes is good for troop morale. The Louisiana Republican telling Fox News he's heard from service members who always felt they needed a team of attorneys before they could return fire on the battlefield. Scalise suggesting thanks to the pardons, troops no longer have to fear repercussions. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at AutoPay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Moving and grieving. Yeah, there's a Freudian slip. Moving and grieving instead of moving and grooving. Monday that 18th of November, pretty much two-thirds of the way through the month. Yep, we have Thanksgiving around the corner, and then the holiday season, yada, yada. Jennifer already has, if you can believe it, already. She's got her Christmas decorations out.
And the reason I have to brag about it is because when I told you I was going to do it on Friday, I was doubting myself. I was putting it out in the universe to make it so. And on Saturday, I almost didn't do it. And then Jeff and his son Luke came over, and we put it up, and it was fun. And
So is your tree up? I know you have a
my tree. Okay, so my tree is up.
Right?
It's not decorated. The tree is up. I still have a few more things to do. I have to put the ornaments on the tree, and I have to bring out my Christmas mugs and plates. But I was not yet prepared for that. But everything else is done.
So, how does it smell?
Like normal, because it's a fake tree.
It's a plant. Oh, come on.
I can't put it. You can't put up a real tree now in California. You'll have a house fire. Holy moly! You can't do that.
Some rain blowing in after I leave today. It'll be rainy, Jennifer. Sorry about that.
I know. I'm excited actually about that. Here.
Yeah, good.
Not all about right, you so leaving, but about the rain.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I'll be back. Let's see, time for Victoria. We have Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Victoria's going to lead off with the hole that's being dug either by or for Prince Andrew. So how are
I think he dug himself a pretty big hole.
Wow.
Exactly. That seems to be the response to anyone who has, or from anyone who saw Prince Andrew give his first interview since the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. This was on BBC. It aired on Saturday. And I only saw bits and pieces of it, but wow. A tweet that has been retweeted numerous times now from a guy named Charlie Proctor. He's the editor of the Royal Central website. He follows pretty much all the comings and goings of the royal family. His tweet was pretty much sums it up. He said, quote, "I expected a train wreck, but that was a plane crashing into an oil tanker, causing a tsunami, triggering a nuclear explosion level bad." Now, that is not an exaggeration. Prince Andrew, I don't know if he wasn't briefed properly with some sort of a publicist, but he just kept digging the hole deeper and deeper. He said that he stayed at Jeffrey Epstein's home. He regretted doing that. He said
it was convenient.
He said it was convenient and, quote, honorable. Not even sure
what?
Where. Yep, that was the quote. He said that the night that he was accused of having sex with the 17-year-old and sweating profusely, his defense to that was he was actually, he said, at he had taken his older daughter to a party at a pizza restaurant that same night. And then he claimed that he couldn't have been the one having sex with the 17-year-old because he can't sweat. Apparently he has some dysfunction or something where he doesn't sweat is what his – that was his defense. So he said, do I regret the fact that
– Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
He couldn't have sex because he
– He said he couldn't
sweat?
Have been the one that she described having sex with because he couldn't sweat profusely, and she said he was sweating profusely. So the whole thing is so sordid and awful. He was asked if he felt any guilt, regret, or shame about his behavior or friendship with Epstein. He said it was the wrong decision to go and see him in 2010. In 2008, that's when Epstein was convicted of that's when he was convicted down in Florida the first time. He said, "Do I regret the fact that he was quite obviously conducted himself in a manner unbecoming?" Yes. The interviewer then said, "Unbecoming?" Question mark. He was a sex offender. Then Prince Andrew said, "Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm being polite. I mean, in the sense that he was a sex offender. Yes, I regret it." The whole thing was so, and that's just a little tidbit. Watch the interview, and it's crazy. Obviously, the royal family, if they saw any of this, they must just be doing major damage control today. Fergie actually
put
out. I don't know why he did this either. This did nothing to help him.
Why would he do it? Yeah.
This did absolutely nothing to help him. Fergie put out a tweet, though, defending Prince Andrew, which was kind of odd because he pretty much cheated on her their whole marriage. But she said that he was a good and honorable guy and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. But the whole interview
was
she's
doing that for her daughter.
Dumpster fire.
Nobody wants to hear that.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
A dumpster fire. That's a way of putting it, I suppose. Yeah.
It's pretty much what it was.
I guess. So now there were protests this weekend, lots of focus on what was going on outside the country, that is in Hong Kong. But there's also a lot of hoo-ha going on, protesting a lot of it, sometimes pretty violent. If you look at the reports out of Iran, the anti-government unrest there. I remember I've told you this 100 times, but I said it once. People in Iran don't like their government. It's, is it the replication of what happens here in America? No, it's not the same kind of thing.
Different level.
But, yeah. But at any rate, well, it's a different level because there's action now involved in it, because they're going to dramatically raise gasoline prices, and yet they have all the oil in the world. They just found a whole new reserve, and they do have their own petroleum refineries there. So I would think a lot of people would be asking, why are they raising gas prices? Well, they're trying to find, you know, to get some money into the treasury because there is a blockade on things, and there's not a lot of tax stuff coming into the government. But meanwhile, they're expressing themselves. I wouldn't be surprised to see a revolution or some kind of mass exodus from the current. The Ayatollah is very unpopular. And it's interesting because this new president or whatever he is, was quite popular as he got into office, but sure as heck isn't now because he keeps siding with the Ayatollah. Now, admittedly, that's a Westerner's view of what's going on there, but I do have a number of friends from Iran, and they've sort of schooled me as to how the thinking goes over there, and that's why they've come to America, because they just, for them, being educated, the state does a good job with education over there, comparatively speaking, to what goes on in the rest of the Middle East, and people are pretty progressive, and it's a productive society, and the Ali Ayatollah does is get in the way of it. So, you know, people are just fed up. And this looks like
they were protesting over gas prices, apparently.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, over the last couple of weeks, I guess their Supreme Council decided that they were going to raise gas prices by 50%, essentially. Now, their gas prices are still lower than almost anywhere else in the world, but it still was a push up 50% in a time when people are struggling. Their economy is already struggling, and the people are struggling to make ends meet. And so they took to the streets to talk about their displeasure for that. And, of course, Iran blames the United States for the sanctions that have been assessed to them. So,
yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if you were right about some kind of revolution. I feel like Iran must feel that because they also had a complete, like, a nationwide internet blackout.
Yep.
Over the weekend in response to all of the protests. And so obviously they don't want people to see that Iranians are not happy with the government. They're trying to pretend like that's not happening.
And then the explanation for Hong Kong at the Polytechnic University, all the protesting that's going on there. There were a lot of people arrested. That's becoming darker and blacker and more of a problem. There's a lot at stake here on both sides, it would seem to me, but this is not just a protest. This is an outright, they are in a revolution, or they are in, it isn't just the kids that are protesting, it's everybody.
Well, yeah, and the videos of just people being attacked by the whatever security police force there.
Chinese have sent the people.
Videos and pictures of EMTs being arrested and, you know, put to the side so they can't treat people who are being attacked. It's horrifying.
Yeah. It's not a good situation by any stretch of the imagination. Excuse me. Today is Mickey Mouse Day. Mickey made his screen debut in the film Steamboat Willie on this date in 1928. It was the first thing that Walt Disney ever did. He did it along with his friend Ub Iwerks. That's a very interesting name. They were both cartoonists, sort of self-created. Walt Disney needed a character to replace Oswald the Rabbit. After he lost the rights to Oswald, there was a fight between him and Universal Studios, and he lost. So he asked his pal to draw up a new character, and various animals were rejected before the mouse became the one that they liked. Over the years, there have been all kinds of tweaks to Mickey's look, whether it be his body shape or his eyes. He's also usually seen wearing white gloves, red shorts, and large yellow shoes. The first color film came out with Mickey in 1935 called The Band Concert. During the late 30s, some of the most critically acclaimed shorts with Mickey were released. I don't mean what he was wearing. They called the film shorties. So when you look at the screen time that he had back then with Goofy and Donald Duck, Minnie, and his nemesis was Pete. That was somebody that was always around. So between 28 and 53, Mickey Mouse appeared in 130 short films. In 1940, he appeared in his first feature-length film, Fantasia, which is scary as hell, and I remember...
So creepy.
Not sleeping for nights after that when I was a kid. Beside appearing in films, Mickey has appeared in comic strips and on the Mickey Mouse Club on TV, which ran from 1955 until 1996. How many, aren't there still like Timberlake and that bunch? Weren't they on the Mickey Mouse Club?
Mm-hmm.
Were they the last, they were
Britney,
the last class.
Britney,
yep.
Christina Aguilera. I think there was maybe one class after that, maybe?
Was it Ryan Gosling?
Fergie?
No.
Yeah, Ryan
Gosling.
There,
Fergie.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really? Oh, really? Okay, well, anyway, he's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. First cartoon character ever to get one. Got that on his 50th anniversary in 1978. But it was the quintessential way for Walt Disney to become public. There are a couple of great overviews of Mickey Mouse's Walt Disney life that include how he got into doing all of this stuff. And he had his ups and downs, but it was really, when you think about what that company has become today, based on the original work that was done, 90 years ago, and what it's grown into, it's really pretty amazing, frankly, to see how some business can thrive. And it was all him. It really was. And his family still has the controlling interest, even though it's a public company. Can you imagine what that stock is worth to those members of his family? That legacy, you know, the people that were in his family and his brother Roy, all of the stock that they had. Is it what that must be worth today? It's pretty, when you think about it, pretty amazing. Great American story about somebody who was, when you dig into his life, it wasn't like all peaches and cream for him. When I first saw him on television, because he was the host of the Disney shows that were on when I was a kid, and it was Uncle Walter, and everybody looked at him and thought he was he was compared a lot to Walter Cronkite back in that day. It was pretty interesting because they looked a little alike, but they weren't alike in personality, a lot different. Anyway, it's something that has certainly become a major factor in entertainment, not only in our country, but around the world. All started with Disney and Mickey Mouse. All right, television news. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City? Who in the world?
That's a real thing. Yep.
Wow.
What? It was announced over the weekend. It's the newest franchise.
Good heavens. Andy Cohen? What does he find in Salt Lake City?
I don't know, but they test these things so heavily. So they go through all kinds of audience testing, and they don't ever introduce a new franchise unless it's almost a guarantee that it's going to be a hit.
How are Mormons going to relate to all of this?
I'm guessing there are probably a few of the women who are probably very wealthy Mormons, because that's part of the franchise. Regular women.
Mormons would have something to do with this. Good Mormons, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know. Maybe some who defected. Maybe, I don't know. But it's
defective housewives of Salt Lake City.
It's got to be an element of it, though, in some way.
Yeah, I would think so. Yep. Anyway, so this franchise has been around since 2006 when The Real Housewives of Orange County was introduced. Was this his deal all along? Andy Cohen created this?
He was the head of development at Bravo, and that's before he was a talk show host. That's what he did, and he created The Housewives.
Really?
Yep. Right,
so, good for him, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Jennifer, what's on tonight?
Well, it's the semifinals of Dancing with the Stars. That's on ABC tonight, followed by a new episode of The Good Doctor. The Voice, also getting close to the end. The top 13 will perform on NBC starting at 8, followed by Bluff City Law. That's at 10 o'clock.
Fox has a good show. By the way,
I saw that plane coming out.
That is a good show. Jimmy Smith is
Bluff
good.
City Law.
The woman who plays his daughter is, I think you have a hard time believing this woman is his daughter, but at any rate, it's a good show. It's something worth watching. It's kind of like that. You know, coming out of their shell is like the All Rise that's on CBS.
Which is that's new tonight. Yeah, that's new tonight at 9. Before that, you'll get The Neighborhood at 8, Bob Loves Abishola at 8:30, and Bull at 10 after All Rise. If holidays are on your mind, Food Network has Holiday Baking Championship all night long. And, of course, Monday Night Football tonight.
All right. Join Formula 14. This is a simple, straightforward message. If you have aches and pains and you're really tired of all the other things you've been taking or doing to try to get rid of the aches and pains, whether it's your shoulder, whether it's your knee, whether it's your elbow, whatever it is, go to achefree.live, ACHEFREE, and try Joint Formula 14. The name says it all. Joints, you're going to take care of your joints in 14 days or you get your money back. Feel better with Joint Formula 14. Go to achefree.live. All the special offers that are there, special buy one, get one free, use the DJV code at Joint Formula 14. At achefree.live for Joint Formula 14. Achefree.live. Use the code DJV. Save on the half price issue.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on the BJV program for Monday, the 18th of November. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to work our way through a couple of important stories. Airbnb is being challenged here in Los Angeles anyway, Victoria. They're not.
Yeah, a lot of cities are. Yeah.
Yeah, we're really, really clamping down. All right, so what's the announcement from them?
Well, they've announced new guidelines for their experiences program. So when you go on to Airbnb and you book an Airbnb unit, wherever it is, a house, an apartment, whatever, on that same page, they have experiences. And it lists all kinds of things that you can do right in the vicinity of your Airbnb rental. Now, part of the problem is, I guess they've started cracking down on some of these specialized experiences. They could be scuba diving, walking tours, whatever it is, these are paid activities that are in addition to, you can book through Airbnb, but they're in addition to your actual rental. Some of the high-risk activities are now being banned from experience. That includes outdoor, that includes skydiving, bungee jumping, ice climbing, rock climbing, a lot of the stuff where basically you can die easily, high-altitude hikes. If you are backcountry skiing, heli skiing, things like that, they're just taking all helicopter flights, whitewater rafting, all that stuff is going out. So, and essentially, this is just a liability issue. You can do all of those things if you want. You just now have to book it on your own. phone, and you can't book it through experiences on Airbnb. They said that they're also trying to expand their oversight into the short-term rentals. They've had, like you mentioned, Doug, they've had a lot of bad press recently. They had there's a major scam operation going on that a Vice report came out and exposed. There was the shooting that killed five people at the Airbnb rental in California. In Jersey City, in New Jersey, they've just cracked down on a public vote to get rid of Airbnb rentals in the area because there are so many parties and the neighbors complain. And that's a very sort of young professional area. So people get up early and they have to go to work and they're renting out. All these units are being rented out and people are just trashing the places. And even in Manhattan, they've really cracked down on that, on all short-term rentals, because if you are renting an apartment and then you rent it out again, that's called a sublease, and that's illegal in New York City, and a lot of these Airbnb units are just subleases for a weekend, so people can make some extra money, but people have come back to their apartments after renting them out and have reported either people are squatting and they won't leave, or worse, drugs, prostitution. All kinds of horrible stories are happening in these Airbnb rentals. So, and then the safety issues. That family who died down in, I think it was Argentina, because they didn't have a carbon monoxide detector in the unit, and they didn't know, and they all died. So, Airbnb is I think it's a wonderful platform. It's a wonderful business model, but it does have a lot of major flaws. And so, cracking down on the liability from experiences is probably the biggest step that they've taken so far.
Yep. All right, talking about Disney as we were, there's the Disney Plus launch, which apparently took place for them to get rid of the bumps and holes in the road, because a lot of people had trouble. Let's find out what happened.
The Geek Out.
The launch of Disney Plus was bumpy, but things have smoothed out, but there are a couple of oddities. First is the aspect ratio problem of The Simpsons. Disney Plus is cropping early episodes, impacting many of the visual jokes, but have promised to correct it by early next year. Then there's the Han Greedo thing. Now, this is the much-debated Star Wars scene that has once again been altered in the new 4K version found on Disney Plus, with the totally new, weird edition of Greedo saying what sounds like McClunky, something reports say George Lucas added for reasons we don't get to the 4K update before he sold it off to Disney. So now if you want to know what McClunky means, we've posted links about it at the Geek Out. Oh, and The Mandalorian? It's fantastic.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/test miles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive E operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019. Excludes all electric vehicles.
All right, Twitter in the focus here on our, this is a candidate ad thing. This would be very interesting. How's this going to work?
Yeah, Twitter has announced that they are expanding on their political ad ban, and that's set to roll out this week. They have new guidelines for organizations that advertise on political causes like climate change and abortion. So starting on November 22nd, there will be two new advertising policies in place. One is for political content, and one is for cause-based advertising. So the political content policy forbids the paid promotion of any content that references candidates, political parties, government officials, legislation, regulation, referendums, ballot measures, all that. So that's banned. And then on the other side, PACs, super PACs, 501c4s, all that stuff also going to be banned. And they're going to release all of the guidelines this week.
All right. There it is, the wrap on what's going on in technology from your point of view and ours too, 59 after the hour.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.